Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Corporation. How's it going?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Dokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And in case you guys are wondering where I've been, well, dealing with the censorship establishment, talking to lawyers about not only the citizenship stuff, but lawsuits against Facebook, and et cetera, et cetera. Now, as these talks have begun, my internet service have been under attack. So, my studio internet had been down, but my four other internet mobile devices were under attack one by one. Okay. It's so terrible these days. Whenever, and that's a surveillance grid for you. And it lets you know how everything is tied in together. You've got a multi-billion-dollar corp like a Facebook who's able to not just listen, spy in on everything that you're doing, but also start to harass you and affect things that you're doing. For example, me having to use WhatsApp a couple days ago, I made three very short phone calls, and just to find out later on that we got billed for $89 from a free phone app. Who owns WhatsApp? Facebook owns WhatsApp. So, it's this kind of ridiculousness that I have been dealing with. Not that the corruption is just with one company, one corporation, but they all affect each other. This is why they call it the Illuminati. So, even though they're Illumitards. And just to give you just give you an idea, just to, you know, some people say, oh, well, check your firewall and check your network setup and da 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 da. One day, not too long ago, when the studio internet was just totally out of whack, I not only had the cable guy. Now, I'm going to name this company, Core Bank. You want to come sue me? I so gladly will show up to court. Core Bank, here in Poland, okay? The cable guy came, and not only did he set up the new router, but I had a brand new computer out the box, pulled out the box, turned on everything, ran the diagnosis. Instant hack. The guy was looking at my computer and looking at things around, and the look on his face was like he's seen the blood-filled hallway from the movie The Shining for the first time. And he ran, and he got the hell out of there. It was that bad. That's how badly all my things are tapped. I mean, I don't know why these people want to listen so much. I mean, my words are public. I'm a public figure. I come in the studio and access the web, my words are going to be heard by everybody, so they should just listen like everybody else. You're wasting your time screwing with me. So it actually got paid Friday, but Core Bank is one of these companies that, well, if you don't go there, and it doesn't matter if you pay it online, if you don't go there and show them your receipt, they're not going to turn your internet service back on. So they're supposed to. It's supposed to be automatic within 2 hours of payment. But I'm a special case. If I don't understand that the internet has been paid, you know, my people go and take care of the stuff. If I personally don't go there and say, hey, turn it back on, it won't be on. So that's why I have to have 3, 4, 5 different internet servers. Even then, I get to be attacked viciously. But I got them under control today, and here I am on the show today. Now, we have our guest, Jonathan Royal, here with us, correct?
Yes, indeed. Hello there.
Because I think I hear you moving around.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He moves around a lot, okay?
All right, you guys need to sit down for the show, all right?
Well, I'm sat down. I'm just having a nice...
John, you're in England. They cannot shoot you through the window, okay?
Glass protects from acid attacks. No, well, actually, you know, I brought you onto the show, and I'm not sure what you guys talked about last night, but I brought you onto the show because I want to talk to you personally. I had lots of questions as someone who not only is a magician, but you do hypnotherapy, you do group therapy, you do crowd work, basically.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so let me start off by saying, what do you think of the biggest disappearing act in the world, 9/11?
I mean, that's easily summed up by the fact that, well, my conclusion now, the official narrative is complete and utter bullshit. There was one and only... two aims with that. One is that when you look at it, people who were supposed to be there who conveniently weren't on the day, i.e., you know, the out of character weren't there, do have links to people who, and it's the old thing, follow the money. But the bigger picture is that with any form of terrorism attack or false flag event, and I say or rather than both being the same, because false flags people generally look at as being events that maybe involve crisis actors and have been staged and stuff. I like to extend that a bit and say that I also think it does include elements of genuine terrorism, but the powers that be, the governments, the secret services, who did have people on their radars, who could have stopped things, turn a blind eye because it will suit their agenda to allow such atrocities to take place and people to innocently be killed, genuinely, because it will incite fear into society. And when society as a whole, because as human beings individually, we think slightly different than we do when we're in groups, which is why you see like a very professional businessman who's very serious and looks like he would never, you know, say a word out of place when he's on his own or in the work environment. When he gets perhaps into a soccer ground or football ground or a sports stadium and he's supporting his team and he's part of that group pack mentality, suddenly when his side gets a goal or a try or whatever, he'll suddenly jump up with the rest of the crowd, arms in the air, cheering and shouting. Or if one of the other side fouls a player in his team, he'll jump up with the rest of the group, completely out of character apparently, to what he looks like to, you know, his workmates or at home in the house, and start swearing and effing and jeffing at the other side. People change when they're in a group compared to what they are as individuals. And if they can incite fear on a level that gets reported and then distorted, manipulated, and blown out of even more proportion through the media, and that message is repeated and repeated and repeated through repetition, your conscious mind starts to kind of get fed up of hearing the same thing and goes, no, I've already heard this. And the critical faculty, analytical area of your brain, which kind of is there to weed out the rubbish and protect you, also goes, I've heard this before, I've heard this before, and kind of goes to sleep. And then those repeated messages can get into your unconscious mind, subconscious, call it what you will, and take root. So those little seeds of ideas that we live in a scary world. Don't get me wrong, of course we live in a scary world, but it's a level of scary that with rational thought, if we remove the likes of the Illuminati out of the way, then everything else, rational thought-wise, with some general care and attention and following a few simple rules, which sadly not enough people do, such as treat one another the way you'd want to be treated yourself, then relatively speaking, things would generally be okay. But because there's people who want to manipulate us, control us, and their agenda is one of power, control, and ultimately money, because that's kind of the symbol of control that your banking cartels operate from, it's easier for them to do that if people are as much as possible in a state of fear, where they become complacent. Thank you. That's the word I was trying to think of. Where they end up, rather than analysing things fully, because they're in that state of fear and confusion and disorientation, because with 9/11, people were like, oh, is there going to be World War III? And the media were kind of feeding that with anything could happen anytime. And so everyone's like confused, disorientated, scared. And that distracts them. They're then so caught up in that narrative, it distracts them from other things going on. And if you take a step back and remove emotion from it, because to create disorientation, confusion, and fear in people, it is about pushing emotional hot buttons in people. If you take a step back, remove the emotions, and look at the evidence, and look at multiple different sources, you start to see, as you do with many terrorist events, the massive coincidence, some may say, but I would say it's planned out that way, that when these events have just taken place or are taking place, governments and political powers that obviously are the public face of the puppet masters much further up, pass through new laws and new rules and stuff that then hardly even get a mention in the media. They get a couple of lines, but that's so easily overlooked by the mass populace, because there's all this stuff about the terrorist attack in there, and people are rightly, so they think, feeling scared, so they're looking for more information on that, and then they get attentional blindness. So although it's out there in the open and there is mention of this new surveillance law coming in, or one of their other freedoms being taken away as has been passed by Parliament or the Senate or Congress or whatever, they don't see that because they're focused on what feels like, because that state's been created in them through fear, what feels like more important at the time. And obviously, it's David Allen, the famous conspiracy researcher, he termed that problem, reaction, solution. Namely, that if they were to try and pass certain surveillance laws or other laws removing freedoms, the mass populace generally would go, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? But if they create or turn a blind eye to allow an event to take place that they could have perhaps stopped, but it will suit their agenda, so everyone then is in fear because of all the media reporting and going, oh, please stop this from ever happening again. While people are going, please stop this from ever happening again, they can casually walk in and offer up the solution of, you know what, if we do this, it'll stop that from happening. Now, with a little bit of rational thought, with no emotions involved, people would see that actually, you know what, it probably wouldn't make a right lot of difference. But when they're in that fear, confused, disorientated state, then they go, yes, please, do it, do it, do it. And they then are freely letting the powers that be get exactly what they wanted in the first place. So what was 9/11? 9/11 was a monumental seismic shift, installation of fear, something that to this day they still, the ones that want to carry on the bullshit narrative, still refer to as being an excuse for tightening up security so much at airports. It was a focal point tool created to instill fear in people, confusion and disorientation, to be used as a focal point tool that then mind control and manipulation of feelings and emotions becomes easier.
Okay, well, let's keep the language clean. Let's not use the BS word.
All right, okay, sorry.
Let's keep it clean, clean, clean. Although I think you can say bollocks. We don't consider that a profanity in the U.S.
Okay. Excellent.
I do believe we're taking calls. If we have any calls for Mr. Jonathan Royal, that would be great. I'm a person who is a self-proclaimed professional, an expert with psychological warfare. I was a person who was harassed by the NSA to do a false flag attack myself personally. Mm-hmm. So I thought, it's like, we found you on the internet. I was like, wow, this guy looks really cool. Love to have his perspective on these sort of things. And, you know, you've hit all the points just perfectly. Because you know my job when you see one, right?
Yeah, I mean, everything, even when, look, when the powers that be, it's about, all of these techniques can be used positively, and they are used positively by, for example, hypnotherapists, who the only way they carry on making is if they keep helping people get good word of mouth advertising, where people go away and say, hey, this therapist helped me overcome my habit, addiction, fear, phobia, or whatever. And then obviously other clients go to them. In this social media age, if the therapist didn't help them change their life for the better, word would get round and they'd be out of business. So they can be used positively. But it's like a hammer. A hammer in the hands of a psychopath can be used to commit mass murder, but in the hands of a skilled craftsman can be used to manufacture amazing works of art. It's about the intent of the people using these techniques. And generally speaking, when people have got shed loads of money or shed loads of power, the more money and more power they've currently got, the more extreme things they will do to protect that they've already got, and to try and increase that they've got, because they reach a threshold level where the pleasure and the dopamine and serotonin releases in their own brains that they get from going, well, I've got this power and I've got this level of money. After a while, that kind of peters out and levels out, and it doesn't, it's like a drug addict, doesn't feel as wonderful anymore. So they have to feel that hit and high again, get more power or get more money or let me put this out there, because this is a major, major part of the world mind control program, going all the way back to MK Ultra days, is that.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. We're going to commercial break, and we'll let you continue that point when we come back.
Hey, do the uppercut again. Look at the uppercut. Hey, do the uppercut again. Do the uppercut again. Terrible. Like the worst thing in the world.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
I want to say very quickly, for the prank callers that want to call in, what's known as perps. Now, I do know from perps and spooks and stuff like that that would like to, you know, sabotage things, and because I know I'm tickling your nuts a little bit talking about 9/11 their feds. Okay, listen, I actually have a real national broadcast here. This is the Ella Frey Show. This is some talk shoot, some blog talk, okay, where on these things, the perps, government hackers, hack in all the time just to say profanity, and there's no screening. They're not even able to block anyone from getting into the calls. It's just madness. I could never operate that way, but a lot of people do. It's desperation, trying to get their message out to a community. But again, you have these evil, sick trolls that sit on their computers and are there to they're not smart enough to do propaganda for the government. So what they do is they hop on other people's shows that, and then they want to cause ruckus. So they're sort of base level of anyone in the secret government. So, but anyways, that doesn't happen here on the show. Nice try, guys. So anyways, Mr. Royal, you were talking about, MK Ultra.
Yeah. So the powers that be, as I was saying, there comes a point where the dopamine and serotonin releases that they get, the feel-good factor, albeit very perverse, that they get peters out. And to get that high again, that hit, they have to get more power or more money. And this goes to various extremes. So they will, not all of them, obviously there's some exceptions to the rule, there's some good in every bad, but the vast majority from my findings will go to the extremes of allowing people to die or engineering situations so that people die if they can profit from it or gain more power. And at the very outskirts of this, as MK Ultra looked into, it's trauma-based mind control, which often involves sexual abuse, and violence, both combined. And from a long-term point of view, there was the Monarch Mind Control Program, which ultimately used violence and sexual abuse together, and found that the younger the individual is, the easier it is to compartmentalize the brain, kind of split it, splinter it off into different personalities that could be triggered at will through keywords or visual imagery. And that there is a worldwide, my investigations, and don't take a single word that I'm saying is true, just as David Icke says in his books, I've just done research from multiple sources, and I've got certain experiences from my own life and experiments I've done that draw me to conclusions, but you shouldn't take my word for it without, you know, researching yourself, because otherwise that's just as ridiculous as taking the word of a perceived authority figure who's part of the mind control system. The idea is to break free from that. You need to question things and rationally analyze them from different angles. But
that's coming from a magician.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ultimately, we live, sadly, believe it or not, it's hard for people to accept this, but we do live in a world controlled by psychopathic individuals hungry for money and power, who get their kicks quite often, or certainly elements of control, through blackmailing other individuals, through getting them involved in child sexual abuse. And, you know, and in the past couple of weeks, the alleged official narrative is that the billionaire hedge fund manager Jeffrey Epstein, for example, apparently committed suicide. Yeah, right. Jack and Nori, Pinocchio, cover up. If you look at Epstein, who I feel either, well, I'll categorically say it was either murdered or maybe was switched out for somebody else, and actually...
That's sort of what we're all thinking here. But we're coming up to a break again. This is our shortest break, our shortest period here. I do know we have a couple of callers, and we're going to get to them. And we'll be right back from commercial break.
Okay.
Minding my business and leaving yours alone. We talking about me. Your job is hold the camera.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, we are back from commercial break. We're in the long stretch here. We have Jonathan Royal, Dr. Jonathan Royal, from magicalguru.com. I don't know if we plugged you yet, but there you go.
No, but thank you for that, yes.
And I'm actually looking at your site right now, and your... the things you do, I mean, your list is longer than mine. There's some things that interest me a lot. But before we go into that, I do know we have a couple callers. And as far as 9/11 being the total mind job, and then the people that we know that, and I'll definitely agree with you, because I have my friend Karen Stewart, who's NSA, who came across the information that there was going to be an attack. She was told to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were the real, I don't know if we want to call them real terrorists, but people who were coaxed into doing the 9/11. My friend Gregory Ford was on the Able Danger intelligence team. And he was told to only watch, not to intervene. And I've done TV shows with both of these people who can confirm that 9/11 was the setup, that it was. So,
well, the media made some massive errors. I mean, in England, the BBC, one of the presenters announced, I forget which tower it was, but one of the presenters announced that stuff had happened to it before it actually happened.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, I mean, literally minutes before it happened, the presenter was reporting it as though it was news. Someone somewhere copped up and gave them the script too early. You know, I'm not saying it's the reporter. The reporter believes what they're being told to be true more often than not, because they've been brainwashed to believe that the news wires and stuff feed them stuff that is true. So, you know, majority of reporters, low level, actually.
Well, I think they need to be ready to brainwash everyone. You've got to if you're going to brainwash the world, everyone needs to have the material ready and to be able to hit the play button.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, I mean, they do ultimately, to a degree, brainwash everybody. Of course they do. Yeah, that's what the education system, or rather the indoctrination system, is about. Getting people used to the idea that will make you feel good when you've listened to the authority figure, memorize what they've told you to learn, and then you do this exam thing, and if you get a good enough mark, at recalling and repeating what the authority figure told you, then we'll pat you on the back and go, well done, and everyone in society will say, oh, wonderful, you did really well. Whereas if you don't repeat what the authority figure told you well enough, and therefore you get a low mark and fail, people will look at you and, you know, you'll feel daft and stupid. The conditioning you emotionally from that very early age through repetition of so-called education, ultimately to obey authority figures and believe the official narrative.
Now, we have a caller here. Gregory in California, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, my friend. How you doing?
Well, I could be better. I could be worse. But you guys are so on purse, I tell you, it's remarkable. The frequency that you're emanating from is, I really enjoy that that man. I dare not call him a gentleman because that's derogatory to my speak anymore. You guys are lovely.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Did you have a question for the guest?
I've got 100,000 kajillion questions. And not enough precious moments to facilitate those. But the most pertinent that comes to mind at this precious moment. And I do have a definition between precious moments and time. I would like to ask the man what he thinks of time and that time currency and fear conundrum that we are coerced into to acting in, because since the moment of damn near birth, man, it's pathetic I've been reliving my school years, and all I can come up with is the word torture. I was tortured 12, I'm just one past year since Jethro Bodine. I got out of that god darn place in the ninth grade. He graduated the eighth grade. And that's all I got to say. And I love to listen to you guys' programming, and I wish I could contribute, but I don't have any of the Rothschild slave tokens to distribute, because I don't believe in the Rothschild slave tokens, my dear friend.
Well, all right. I love you. Well, thank you for that compliment.
And all your listeners, I love you guys more than you can believe. You taught me so much. I told you it's a cuckoo.
Well, now Gregory brings up a really good point here.
Well, time was the key question there. And you know the thing about time is, like I said earlier, it's positive and negative use. Time is just a man-made construct. There was, I hate to have to use the word, I would nearly said then, there was a time in history. There was a moment years and years and years and years ago when there were no watches, no clocks, before sundials had been devised, where people just lived in the moment. Which, ironically, more and more people now are stressed out in life. Maybe turn to things like meditation and Buddhism and stuff. And a key message of those is to live in the here and now, in the moment. And that's where time is negatively used. People, you know, as various levels it's used, by getting people used to having to look at clocks, watches, or these days maybe the mobile phone device with a clock on. It's making them live in a false, illusionary world where, as the majority of the population, the people who are in, generally speaking, employees, know that if they're not at work on time, they may get the sack. They may lose their job. So there's this fear of losing their job if they're not there on time. And you look at it, and quite often time is about avoiding situations occurring that could cause consequence to somebody that would negatively impact their life. Yes, of course, there's good sides to it. Both people are using this system of time to ensure that they meet at the same place at the same moment, to then go and have a wonderful day of making memories and joyful emotions together. But a large amount of society and life, work, school, legal affairs and stuff, time is used as a control construct on people to make them fit within this mold that they're told things have to be done this way. And if people willingly accept that, then yeah, they do. And obviously, sadly, we live in a world where with certain things, you do have legal deadlines for certain things. And if you don't do them within that time, there are penalties that could negatively impact your life. So obviously, as we sadly do live in that construct of time, we kind of do need to operate within it.
Everything's it's a paradox.
Yeah, it's organized that way to control. You know, you're multi-billionaires, you're people with their own private islands. They don't walk around. Yes, they will if it suits them. They will choose that to say to somebody, meet me at a certain time, because that's the understood manner of communication. But generally speaking, do you think that on their private island, they're looking at their watch going, oh yes, we must eat at 6 o'clock because that's when the chef knocks off? do they house like? Because they know they their chef will do what they want when they want, at a moment's whim, because they've got the control and power. It's about time, as a construct. It's about removing people's freedom of expression and freedom of movement and freedom of thought, really.
Okay, well, we have another caller. Ken, are you there? Ken from Fort Worth.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that book called The Law That Never Was by Bill Benson, like the fraud of the 16th Amendment?
No.
No.
Go find it.
What's that about? I'm Hello? Okay, I think we lost Ken.
Okay, well, what I will say in relation to that book, I've not read it, but the fraud that the title suggests to me, it brings to mind the fact that when you do research, the banking cartels, which you can trace back worldwide, to the City of London and the likes of the Rothschilds family, going back to Nathaniel Rothschild, who, I believe it was him off the top of my head, who said, "I care not who is apparently in charge of a country. Give me control of the money and I control everything." That's paraphrased.
Let me ask you. I see here on your website you have a section here saying beware of hypnotherapist frauds. I want to go into that very briefly, and I want to also know what you think about cold readers and hot readers, those people. Mm-hmm. That's what I think of when I hear hypnotherapist frauds. What's your take on that?
Well, what I mean by hypnotherapist frauds is that sadly there's a lot of people out there that are running training courses who are teaching people to become hypnotherapists. Now, they may have an honest intent beyond that of making money. Okay, everyone's entitled to make enough money to live and whatnot. So that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that, sadly, there are a lot of lies and misinformation in training courses out there, people who are teaching therapists. For example, the vast majority, sadly, of hypnotherapists out there would tell you that with hypnosis, you cannot make anyone say or do anything that will contradict their morals and values. And that's the biggest load of bollocks ever. You can make the hypnosis used by someone who knows what they're doing can make people do anything. The techniques are to help people overcome the habits, addictions, fears, phobias, and other issues in life, are just low-level versions of stuff that is used in the likes of MKUltra. And I've been involved, as is shown on my website, magicalguru.com, on the media page. I've been involved in experiments wherein, as legal as it could be, manner for television shows, they challenged me to hypnotize people and get them to reveal their confidential banking or computer passwords without having any conscious recollection of ever having done that. And sure enough, I was successful in the majority of the cases, and feel that I would have been in the others if I'd been given more time, because they gave me just a limited 1 hour window of opportunity. But when we're talking mind control on the kind of levels that we are doing, secret societies and groups, bodies like the FBI, CIA, your MI5s, MI6s, Mossad and all that, will put people into society who are agents deep, deep, deep to help socially engineer, socially condition, brainwash, mind control, manipulate, call it what you will, to plant seeds of ideas into people's minds so that those seeds then grow and the person feels that it was their own idea to then suddenly decide one day to go and assassinate somebody. Whereas in actual fact, they've been getting manipulated over a period of maybe 6 months or more. No fundamentalist terrorist ever just was a normal person who woke up one morning and the next morning said, you know what, I'm going to strap a bomb to myself and go and blow it up and kill loads of innocent people. No, they had to be indoctrinated into believing in a cause, in believing in something so strongly that the obvious negatives of blowing oneself up were far outweighed in their thought process by the benefits they would gain through doing that action. And that's over a period of time of conditioning people. It happens in Scientology, religion, cults, and society as a whole. So hypnotherapists, what I'm saying is beware the ones who don't know what they're talking about, because if they've been taught by somebody whose training course says you can't make people do things against their will, it's not possible to hypnotize somebody to, you know, commit crime or to do something against their moral code, then that person has not been taught fully how to help you to the best degree. And that's sadly a warning sign there tends to be if the therapist advertises that it will take anything longer than, say, 3 treatment sessions. Generally speaking, if you know what you're doing, the vast majority of issues, habits, addictions, fears and phobias, stuff like that, can be eliminated in a single treatment session. Some things such as post-traumatic stress disorder, I will, you know, accept may take 2 or 3 sessions to help the person get their life totally back on course. But if you're seeing people advertising it's going to take more than 3 sessions or 6 sessions or stuff, then, sorry, that's a big red light that this person is probably one of those people, and it's dead easy because they generally broadcast it on their websites, or if you email them, will say to you, no, you can't make people do things against their will. Well, yes, you can. And if you use those kind of techniques with positive intent to help somebody, then you can help them achieve miraculous results in their life.
Wow. You know, I think we found our very own personal David Icke here. What do you guys think?
Thank you. I take that as a great compliment because I respect David massively.
Oh, so do I. I know I've taken up the entire show here. Do my co-hosts want to have any finishing thoughts?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No.
No?
Can you folks hear me?
Yeah.
All right. No, I would just reiterate to the guest again, because we're running out of time to, you know, give the best place where people can find you, Magical Guru, and other place. You did mention you had a documentary coming up. Maybe if you could give us a brief overview about that, and again, where people can find that.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, my personal website is magicalguru.com. That's magicalguru.com. And on there is a page that says therapy. And if you click on there, about halfway down the page, there is a free virtual online treatment session that if you follow it, and it's free of charge, and it's been highly successful in helping people overcome their habits, addictions, fears and phobias without having to be ripped off hundreds or thousands of dollars by these fraudulent therapists. So I offer that to you free. There's also a section called free stuff where you can get free ebooks teaching you about how these hypnosis and mind techniques work. And then in relation to the documentary that comes out early September this year called Extreme Danger, Extreme Hypnosis, where we look at everything from the legal system, education, religion, politics, every area of life, how people are manipulated and controlled through psychological and emotional manipulation. The official website for that is extremedangerextremehypnosis.com, and there's a trailer for the documentary on there, as well as a mini web series that brings to life visually many of the things we've been speaking about and other things as well.
Okay, that sounds excellent. And I want to remind everyone, definitely hit up our YouTube channel, Truthtainment TV Network. I'll say again, Truthtainment TV Network. got 6 new episodes out that was put up today. So go check out all the new stuff. You know, all my shows, Red Pill Hardcore, Targeted, just everything. We have Truth to Power Hour. We've got Demand the Truth, first produced episode by us. It's on there. We've got so much stuff out today. So please check that out. And hey, you know, maybe if we're lucky enough, we'll be also be able to have Mr. Jonathan Royal's documentary on our network. So let's just share all this information and make sure we check out all this media, because it's real media. It's just not the garbage that's going to be given to you by mainstream. So, all right. You have been a wonderful guest.
Thank you very much.
I actually have loads more and loads more and loads more questions for you. We're going to have you on the show again, because, you know, you've hit every point, you know. I thought I was going to be able to wrestle and tussle with you, me being the PSYOP expert that I am, but you've hit everything on the nose with extreme accuracy.
And that's so. Sadly, this is the scary thing. During this show today, I've only scraped the surface in terms of the psychological manipulation techniques that are used to condition, control, and manipulate people. You know, one way to protect yourself, listeners, is this. Sadly, we're conditioned in life to do what authority figures say. And even when we start to wake up through listening to shows such as this wonderful show, there can still be conflict, or as it's called, cognitive dissonance, to fully start questioning things and examining them from different angles. Because to do so, you have to accept that up to that point, you'd been misled and controlled and manipulated, and that can make you feel a bit daft and incite feelings of self-blame, shame, guilt, and regret. But you can truly set yourself free by starting to listen to yourself. Listen to your gut feelings. You know, there's those old sayings, go with what your gut feels. Don't let your head rule your heart. So follow your heart, follow your gut feelings. If something doesn't feel right, question it. And then you'll start to avoid the manipulation.
Absolutely. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And this has been an episode of Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves. Good night.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.